The FDA has extended the expiration date on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine by 6 weeks. That could save hundreds of thousands of doses from going to waste. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine said recently that 200,000 J&J doses would expire later this month. Other states are issuing similar warnings, and with the number of vaccines administered going down, healthcare providers are looking for ways to get those doses used. David John is CEO of Chippewa County War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. David, welcome.
Welcome.
And with this vaccine rate falling, a lot of healthcare providers, as I said, starting to worry about doses going to waste. What do you think about the FDA there extending the shelf life for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine by 6 weeks?
That definitely helps the situation. It allows us more time to provide that vaccine to people who might want it. You know, we have the other brands as well, Pfizer and Moderna. You know, I don't know if they'll be extended or not, but any extra time we have to provide the vaccine to individuals is greatly appreciated.
How much urgency do you feel to get your doses into arms so that they don't go to waste?
Well, currently we have about 1,500 doses of the Pfizer vaccine that will expire at the end of July. And with our vaccination rates pretty low right now, maybe doing 20 a week, something like that, you know, we're probably going to have over 1,000 vaccines that might expire at the end of July. So that's very concerning to us.
1,000, you know, in the big picture, not that much, but you're a small community, right?
Correct. And, you know, we probably have received 5,000 doses at the beginning. So 1,000 doses is, you know, is a large percentage if you have to waste it.
Do you think at this point you've pretty much vaccinated everyone in your community that wants one?
At this point, yes. You know, there's about 46% of our community that is vaccinated, but every day, you know, we offer the vaccine and that we just aren't getting any takers at this point for whatever reason it might be. Hmm.
So with the potentially wasted doses on the horizon here that you're staring down, I understand that you're trying to figure out what you might be able to do with them. And one of the solutions could be sharing with Canadians. You're very close to the border there. Tell me about that.
Yes, we're a mile from Canada. I can see Canada out my window. We have a number.
Thank you, Sarah Palin.
we have a number of Canadian employees who come over every day to work here. And their family members are not able to get the vaccine yet, some of them over in Canada. At the same time, Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario has a larger hospital than us. And, you know, their rollout was to give one dose of the vaccine to everybody first before people get second doses. And we've thought about, with the extra vaccine, offering it to the healthcare workers in Canada, so that they have the second dose and have the higher level of protection.
Hmm. So that sounds very generous of you, but is it even possible to move doses across borders like that?
Well, at first, you know, the obstacle was the Ontario Ministry and the Algoma Health that would put pretty stringent quarantine restrictions on anybody who would try to come over and get the vaccine from us. And they've kind of loosened those rules a little bit now, but now it's right on the U.S. side of the border where the U.S. side is saying coming to get a vaccine is not essential travel. The border is closed to only essential travel. And so they're not allowing Canadian citizens to come over to get the vaccine.
So do you think this could end up being a solution to your potential waste here, or are you encountering too many problems?
Oh, it's definitely a solution. You know, we're hearing that there's discussion in Canada about opening the border. You know, we hope that it opens soon, but even if it didn't open completely soon, it would be nice if the U.S. and Canadian officials could get together and say in these border communities, you know, essential travel does include getting a vaccine. If they just made that change alone, that would really help. And, you know, we could get our friends and neighbors, across the river vaccinated and create a safer community for everybody.
It is very neighborly of you to share your doses, but some people might ask, why? Why not send those elsewhere in the United States?
From what I've heard, there aren't any other areas in the United States that need the vaccine. I know in Michigan, most every hospital, health department, local pharmacy has enough vaccine for the demand that's happening right now. Certainly, if we knew there was an area in the United States that was short on a vaccine and needed vaccine, we would definitely do that. But at this point, we are unaware of any place in the U.S. that needs extra vaccine. So that's the reason we looked across to Canada.
Really paints a picture of how different the vaccine situation is from country to country, even just over the border there in Canada. David John, CEO and president of Chippewa County War Memorial Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. Have a good day.